Yeah, Neville here. It's Thursday, June the 4th, lunchtime, and I'm just back from a trip to a walk, actually, in my neighbourhood to our local polling station. My wife and I went down to vote in the European Parliament elections today. We're in the what's known as a South East England constituency, huge area. In our area, there's no local council elections in this part of England, as there are in some other parts, so the only voting was for electing the members to the European Parliament. And an interesting experience, I must admit. The polling station, eerily quiet, but we were at lunchtime. But then again, thinking about normal elections, the place is pretty busy. The usual, you know, parade of people sitting outside from the political parties asking you questions, if you don't mind telling them, did you vote and who did you vote for? You don't have to answer those, of course. But today there was only one person. I think she's the Conservative Party candidate. It was actually talking on a mobile phone, so no chance to chat there. But interesting experience in that the voting this time is for this kind of election. You vote for the party, not a candidate, not an individual. Important to remember that. And when you get your ballot paper, this was huge, coloured yellow. It must have gone on about, it's got to have been 4 feet long, I reckon. I mean, huge thing. That you just got to mark X for one party only. And it does require, of course, you to have a little bit of knowledge about what the parties are standing for. You know, what is their platform, as it were, at the European Parliament? It may not be the same as what you think it might be domestically. And so you need to go and just do a little bit of research yourself, because where we are, we've had no information other than individual party pamphlets, and not all the parties either. So I did that, and my wife did the same, and I guess we made up. I actually didn't ask her who she voted for, but so I did my vote. And I believe that you should vote, even if you don't know who you're going to vote for. That makes it more difficult, of course, but you should. Otherwise, if you don't vote, in my opinion, you really don't have a right to much of a say in things. So that's the basic principle. Plus, we're in a democracy, and let's exercise the rights that we have. But one thing occurred to me, I must admit, and I'm wondering, how long can this be? In this country, things are based on trust. So when you get to the polling station, you go to the desk and you just tell them your address. And the nice lady has a printout that she then, you know, finds the right page, finds your address, just says to you, are you, your name? You say, yes, I am. And that's it. They give you the ballot paper. No request for identification or ID of any type. I took my polling card with me, which is a document you get in the mail if you're on the electoral register, confirming the vote and the date and where and all that. We got this some while ago. Didn't ask to see that. I offered to show it. Nope, didn't want to see it. Didn't need it. They said, here's your ballot paper, and that's it. So I could have been anybody. And that's a bit worrying these days, I reckon. And it just strikes me, how long would it be before we have to show ID? I think most countries are accustomed to having to show ID, and to be frank, to me it makes more sense to prove in a casual way by showing a photo ID. It could be a photo driving license, more likely a passport. We don't have ID cards in this country, not yet anyway. Just relying on someone truthfully to tell you, yes, I am so-and-so and I live at this address, I think is risky these days, and that's a sad reflection of reality. In any event, we did our bit and voted, and the results will be known on Sunday, June the 7th, because in the rest of the European Union, the voting's taking place on different days. Today it's us, and I think the Netherlands, might be Ireland too. Not sure who's tomorrow, and then Saturday, and then, of course, most of the countries are Sunday. So we did our bit, as I say, and it'll be interesting to see what these results are, and from my point of view too, in the context of what's going on in the UK, is it going to be a huge protest vote? Are the wackos who want to withdraw from the EU going to get prominent? Are the extremists who talk about no immigration and repatriate the ones who are here, all that kind of awful stuff, are they going to come through? Is it going to be the main parties? Will it be others? Libertas, for instance, a new one. Will it be some of the others? There was a great one I saw, something about Ave Rome. It was terrific, one candidate. But so who will it be? We'll find out on Sunday.